So once upon a time, there was a farm. And this farm was right next to a big, long canyon. And on the other side of the canyon was a wonderful forest. And in the farm, there was two beautiful dogs and two beautiful cats that mostly left each other alone. First thing in the morning, the big St. Bernard dog would lumber outside, all excited to cross the bridge and head out into the forest. And he was tagged along by a tiny, scrappy, white, fluffy dog, a little Bichon Frise for the fancy dog people in the crowd, but would be like chomping on his legs and follow him in. And they had wonderful, wonderful adventures. And as you can imagine, the cats kind of came out a little bit later, kind of on their own pace. One was even mostly Siamese, very fancy. She moved very slowly, but they too would eventually go and cross the bridge and head off into the forest, and they too had wonderful adventures. The sleek Siamese with her sidekick, just a plain old tabby cat, all sorts of colors. And they loved a lot of different things, and they would come back before the dogs, and the dogs would eventually come back too. And they loved it, but one day, there was a bit of an earthquake. And they all woke up in the middle of the night. They weren't sure exactly what had happened, but it came and it went. And so they went back to sleep, all the dogs, all the cats. But the next morning, the St. Bernard and the little Bichon, they came out, and they were ready to go and cross the bridge and head off and have their adventures. But the bridge wasn't there anymore. And they stopped, and they looked, and they were confused, and they just stayed there pretty confused until finally, eventually the time of day came, and the cats came too, the Siamese and the tabby cat. And they saw the dogs standing there, and they had never really seen that before because the dogs were already well into their frolicking by the time the cats came. And as soon as the cats got close, the dogs were like, "What did you do to the bridge?" And the cats were like, "What did you do to the bridge? We just got here." And the dogs were like, "The bridge was here yesterday, and I love it." And the cat said, "We quite like it too." And they sat there and they all looked over the edge and they could see the little remnants of the bridge at the very bottom of the canyon and they could see the forest and they were thinking about all the things that they loved and they wanted to go into it so badly. And they got into a bit of a fight, started to chase each other just a little bit when they saw a tiny little figure walking towards them. And they had all kind of known that the hairless cat existed. He stayed all the way in the top of the farmhouse. He barely came out. They had thought he was maybe 100 years old because he was so weird looking. Just all skin and little hair on his head, little long pointy ears. But he seemed very nice, had a big smile on his face, came up to them and said, "What happened?" And the dog said, "The cats broke the bridge." And the cat said, "We just got here. We're pretty sure that that really big St. Bernard must have broken the bridge because he's enormous." And the little hairless cat sat down and said, "Did you hear last night?" And they all said, "Yeah, we did. We heard a strange sound." And the cat said, "It was an earthquake. You all think that this bridge has been here forever, but not long ago, I helped build this bridge with the last couple dogs and the last couple cats who lived here." And they all kind of settled down, the dogs and the cats, and they came around and they sort of started to listen a little bit. And the hairless cat said, "See, the way that you build this bridge is you think of the thing that you love about the forest on the other side. And one by one, you just say that. Say the thing that you love about the forest on the other side." And the St. Bernard was so excited. He said, "Oh, there's this tree. There's this sugar maple tree. And I go and I gnaw the branches, especially after a storm. And they taste so delicious. And I just sit there gnawing on all the branches. And the delicious flavor fills my mouth." And as the St. Bernard was telling the story about this thing that he loved, all of a sudden, they could see a little glistening cord, like part of a web, start to come into view. And the little hairless cat said, "Uh-huh, uh-huh, right, right." Now you tell me, he said to the Siamese cat. And the Siamese cat said, I feel bad saying it, but there's this little bird's nest. And if I sneak up on it really quietly, I can come up and I can almost get the little baby birds. And he was going to a bit of a dark place, but that was all right because it's what he loved. And sure enough, as the Siamese cat was talking, more cords started to appear. More of the net came into view, and the little hairless cat said, right, right. Now you, to the other dog. And the other dog said, oh, there's this one spot, this one mud puddle, and this one part of the day when the sun is just right, I can go and roll around in the mud, and the sun warming me, and the mud making me so disgusting, and there's this strange smell, and I don't know what the smell is about. And sure enough, more of the net became visible. Little hairless cat said, now you, to the tabby cat. And the tabby cat said, I just love the crossing. Every morning I go and I cross, and I can smell those dogs having come before, and I remember the bridge and every other time. The bridge is my favorite part, and sure enough, the rest of the net was there. Bright, glistening rainbow colors, this web stretching all the way across the divide, and they stepped out onto it. First, the St. Bernard with his big, big paw testing it out, and as soon as he touched it, they knew that it was safe, and they knew that it was strong, and all four of them stepped and crossed. And that's the thing. Sometimes earthquakes come. Sometimes unexpected things happen, and in especially those times, it matters to remember what we most deeply and truly love, and to speak the truth of that love together. Amen.